Beis Hashem will be learning through Shein Halachas. That's the Sefer of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. His Psakim based on the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha and Shaar Tzion, all the Psakim of the Mishnah Berurah. We'll be going through Hilchos Pesach, in particular the Halachas of the Seder, starting from the Halachas of Tanis Becheris in Simon Tof Ayin. We're now just the day when of the end of the Shiva, and therefore we're in the Shloshim of Reb Chaim's Patira, so it's certainly a very simple time to go through Sefer, and we're also within 30 days before Pesach, so we're going to be able to Mekayim the mitzvah of learning about Hilchos Pesach Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag. So Be'ez Hashem starting from Simon Tov Ayin. So as we know, in Makkas Bechiris, Klal Yisrael was spared from this Makkah, and in Zeichet, this Nes, our firstborn's fast on Erev Pesach. So who's obligating this Chiyuv? It's any Bechir, whether it's Bechir from the mother, whether from the father, Kohenim, Levim, Yisraelim, everyone. However, not the Gadol HaBayis. Unlike in Makkas Bechiris, where even the Gadol HaBayis, the oldest in the house, was struck by the Makkah. However, the Gadol HaBayis does not need to fast too. It's even a firstborn after their mother had a miscarriage. However, if the mother had given birth to a child and the child survived for more than 9 days, and then the child died, then the next child is not considered Bechor regarding this, and will not need to fast. Some say even women should fast, but that's not the minute. Someone who, it's a bit more of a lenient fast, and therefore someone who has a headache, whose eyes are hurting, they do not need to fast. So too, if a person knows that if he fasts, then he won't be able to eat properly later on, therefore there's a slight chance that he won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilles Matzah, Mora, and Dalekosis later on properly because of his fasting, then such a person should not fast in order to carry the mitzvahs that night properly. Now, if a Bechor is a cotton, then his father should fast for him. If the father is also Bechor, therefore the father is fasting for himself, then the mother should fast for her son. However, like with other fasts, of course, if the mother is going to find it difficult, or for sure, if she's pregnant or she's feeding, then one can be mekel and rely on the husband fasting. And even if there's no husband, then she can also be mekel in various situations. If Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, then the Chayim should fast on that Friday. However, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, then in any case, you're going to be moving the fast backwards. Then don't move the fast backwards to Thursday, to Friday, rather move it backwards to Thursday. And now in that situation, when you're moving the fast backwards to Thursday, for those people who are fasting, we'll be discussing soon about the Siyam, but for those people that are fasting, then if need be, if they're going to be very hungry, and then they need to do B'dikas Chametz that night, then he says they can eat a little bit before doing B'dikas Chametz, or appoint a Shliach to do B'dikas Chametz, and then they can eat. He says this tanis, a person needs to mashlim it. He needs to go all the way until tzitzik chavim. And in fact, he says if you have 10 bechorim all davening together, and one of them is fasting, then you should say aneinu. Then they should say aneinu in shmei tefillah, like the regular halacha of a tanis yachid. But the ma'is lechachila, it's better not to have a bechor leading the amud when there are 10 bechorim davening together, because it's not correct to mazkir the Tanis Sivu and Chazar Shashat, because at the end of the day, it is Chodesh Nisan. The Maisa, though, as we know, many places in Klal Yisrael, there's a minig that they make a Sudas Mitzvah created through a Siyam, for sure through a Sudas Pidyon HaBen, Pesrina, etc. But the minig in many places is to have a Siyam, and even if the Bechorim themselves haven't learnt, nevertheless, if they're by the Messiah, when he's Messiah, the Masechta, then they commit starf to this mitzvah, and that's like the minig. We all go to shul on Erev Pesach, and we hear the Messiah be Messiah, and then we meet starf, and then we make a suda, and with that, we've broken a fast.